Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bob Surratt.
That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
Why, thank you.
Time to check in with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. It's always interesting to recap the year through the lens of social media. And Scott is going to take a look back at 2021 and offer a peek at 2022. You've been doing this for several years, haven't you, Scott?
Yeah. Morning, Bob. And, you know, it's like you said, it's interesting because we get to see what's on our minds, you know, from a very collective viewpoint. And, you know, these look back lists, they don't capture everything, but we can always draw some pretty good strategic conclusions from the data. So I thought I'd share a little bit and, you know, what we saw on Twitter and then a little bit about what we might see in the new year.
All right. Let's start with Twitter. What did we tweet about the most?
Well, the most liked tweet actually stuck around for almost the entire year. It came in January when President Biden was inaugurated, and it was a tweet from Biden's account, and it read simply, "It's a new day in America." The second place tweet features a selfie from this guy, Jungkook, of the South Korean boy band BTS, and it was just a picture of him with a simple kissing face emoji. And then the third place tweet is actually it's actually kind of funny. It came from Twitter itself. It was three words. It was hello, literally everyone. And that's the day you'll remember that everyone was reacting to Facebook and the rest of all of its apps going down. So that was back in October. So Twitter was having a little bit of fun with that.
Yeah, I saw that. Any takeaways from these three tweets as a whole?
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's really never doubt the power of simple. I mean, the top three tweets for the entire year, there's a total of like nine words and a photo. And, you know, it's about the audience of the accounts for sure. My selfie and emoji, they're not going to go viral. Yours might, you know, Bob, but I won't speak for you. But but my point in all seriousness is that what I tell people all the time, you know, you might have 280 characters to play with in a tweet, but you don't have to necessarily use them. Simple is often so much better.
And there was also information about emojis in 2021, right?
Yeah, because, you know, what's social media without emojis, right? If emojis are truly a window into our feelings, and many have said that they are, I don't find this too surprising. The crying face and the face with tears of joy emoji, those took the first and second spot, respectively. They were the most tweeted emoji for 2021. And I guess so much of what's happened in the year, you know, fell under those categories. What's notable in this list is the number 10 most tweeted emoji is the eyes emoji, just without the face, just the big eyes. And that hit the top 10 for the first time. I don't think I've ever used it, but I might have to start.
Did you ever make a mistake and hit the wrong emoji and then send it?
I
hate when that happens.
I have. I don't think it's ever done any lasting damage, but yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that could be dangerous. What else did we learn from Twitter in this year?
Well, I would say that we learned that, you know, coming together to support causes really matter. You know, that boy band I mentioned, BTS, they also had the most popular retweet, and it was the hashtag Stop Asian Hate and a message that was attached as an image, and it was side by side. One was in Korean and the other was in English, and it was a personal message about standing in unity around the world. And to me, Bob, this is where Twitter really shines. You know, the fun stuff is a lot of fun, but when it comes to getting the most serious messages out there and really reaching that global audience, Twitter always does the trick. And it's the main reason why, you know, when we have those long conversations about the spread of disinformation and misinformation, it's so important to take that seriously because the reach of social media is just massive. And when it's used for good, it's really good. And when it's used for bad, well, it's terrible.
I think of all the social media platforms, I find Twitter the most useful. Occasionally, I will tweet, but mostly I just use it to check sources for information. And you can follow who you want, and you pick the respected organizations, and then you've got a good little sort of a pocket version of what used to be a newsroom full of teletype machines, remember?
I do. And the thing that's really important about what you just said is that's actually how Twitter has always been. Like, if you think back to like 10, 15 years ago, that's what you used Twitter for. You went on to get information and talk to certain people. Now I'm happy to say, just as you said, you know, you can still do that when so much of social media around us has changed.
Exactly. And there's more about the best of 2021 on Twitter. Where can we find that?
So the best way is to go to blog.twitter.com, and look for the entry titled 2021 Only on Twitter. I checked this morning, and it's the third entry down from the top.
Got it. Continuing with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. And Scott, we look back at 2021, so now let's look ahead. What's coming in 2022? And this is where we shift from Twitter to Pinterest.
Yeah. And actually, Bob, Pinterest has been doing this for a while. They've been predicting the year ahead by using its data on what's being pinned and what's being searched. I like making informed decisions based on data, so this kind of thing always really interests me.
And Pinterest has a pretty good track record when it comes to predictions, don't they?
It actually does. 80% right on the 2021 trend.
So give us an idea of what we can expect in the new year.
Yeah, sure. So I picked out three predictions that I thought would interest people. Pets, work, and design. Okay, so first, pets. Pinterest is seeing people redesigning their homes to put their pets first. So they cite things like luxury dog rooms and catified homes. And they say that this trend is being driven by millennial audiences, Generation X, and boomer pet parents. If I had the room, I would absolutely make sure my dog had her own room. So this isn't like much of a shock to me, because I think our love for pets is never ending, but interesting to see it here. The second is tea. And according to Pinterest, afternoon tea is the new happy hour. So they say meeting for a cup of tea will be more popular than having drinks after work, which is what you used to do. And with commuting, changing to remote working, I don't think that's too much of a leap. And one thing I'll mention is I've actually had coffee meetings on Zoom where the idea of the meeting is just to like do what we have to do while drinking and talking about coffee. So I think that cup of tea might actually be really cool and useful. So, and apparently all age groups are interested in that trend. And then finally, there's design, and it's curve is the trend. So home decor, specifically like curved couches and curved kitchen islands, rather than those, you know, just everything being all straight. And some of the photos that I've seen, they remind me of like the 70s meets the Jetsons. So it's a really cool combination of past and future that they say are coming to our living rooms.
Really like the tea trend. And there are practical ways to apply all of these findings, especially for businesses. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you see yourself in any of these Pinterest trends as a business owner, remember, we said that 80% of Pinterest 2021 trends came true. So it's a really good indicator. So for you, I would say if you're on Pinterest, you know, try creating a board and get your feet wet and see if you can, you know, just get into what they're showing. Or if not on Pinterest, think about how you can make your content really interesting somewhere else, like Instagram Reels. Videos are really popular right now. You know, back in the beginning of social media, Bob, you know, the best strategy was just to tweet about it. And that was it. You know, we tweeted. And then other platforms came along. And now it's a matter of researching and creating. And then you succeed. But then sometimes you fail. Because, you know, failing is a big part of social media, but obviously it feels good to succeed. So I would say it's a really good time to start on that journey and just see what you can do to, you know, match the trends.
And where can we see the full list?
If you go to business.pinterest.com, you'll find it right near the top of the page. And I mentioned I picked three, but there are several others. There's probably about 20 categories in total.
Okay, Scott, is your Genius Bar open? I got a little dilemma here. We've talked about this before, but let me ask you about it again.
Sure.
Looking at emails on my phone, and I'll see one. I'll go back maybe for an older email, and I'll see the first line or two of the email. But then when I tap into it, when I click into it, all it says is, this message has not been downloaded from the server.
Yeah. Well,
what's going on here with this?
That is one of the most annoying email problems. What's basically going on is just what it says. The email that you see gets downloaded from the server. The server is where it's kept for safekeeping, for lack of a better term. So when it actually doesn't download, you see that message. So there are two quick ways that I have found that usually fix it. One, there's an arrow at the top or something at the top that lets you switch between that email and the next email, whether it's the next one down or the one further back. Click on that, go to the next one down, and then click back into that email, because what that's doing is it's querying the server again, so hopefully it downloads. If that doesn't work, if you're on an iPhone or on any mobile device, click on the button that lets you put the phone in airplane mode, which turns off the cell signal, and then turn it back on. Sometimes that reset prompts the server again to download it. Usually, in fact, it does, and it makes it download. One thing to point out, Bob, the bigger the attachment in an email, the likelier it is that that message pops up. It still pops up without attachments, but the bigger attachments do cause that problem a lot.
It seems like I never would see that, and then lately I get that a lot. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe my phone needs to be updated or something.
Well, always make sure that your phone has the latest software. That's absolutely a given. And reboot your phone every once in a while. I actually have an Outlook reminder on my phone to reboot my phone every single week, just to make sure those little things that sometimes pop up, like you mentioned, those things can be corrected when you reboot your phone.
Scott Kleinberg, social media strategist / genius. We'll talk to you next Tuesday at this time. Thank you, Scott. Have a good one.
Sounds good, Bob. You too, Bob.